The K92 Morning Thanks Monday Mount Rushmore.
Who's ready for it?
I am.
The holiday season, ready. It's the time for hurt feelings.
Ready to say words and hurt feelings.
Now, there's a lot of things that we have, they hold a lot of sentimental value. You know, say sentimental value, which usually in reality, sentimental value means something is overrated. It's not as good.
Yes.
But it's a, you think it's delicious because it's your aunt's Jell-O mold. But
yeah.
if you stop and think about it, you're like, Jell-O.
Just
Jell-O.
Yeah, nothing special about it. Her Jell-O isn't better than the Jell-O at the old folks' home.
I remember Jell-O mold back in the day where it's like fruit cocktail and then Jell-O. And
yeah.
I'll bring
Well, actually,
Jell-O
take
mold.
That back. I liked it back then. I did enjoy it.
Well, back then.
Right. Before food was invented. Like that's, yeah, exactly. Back in the day, people used to eat dirt and dead bodies, you know, because that's all they had.
Yes.
So it was delicious. They're like, oh my God, this dead body is the best. It's so good. Christmas movies. They hold a dear place in a lot of people's hearts. But are they overrated?
Definitely. Yes.
Are they all overrated? Is that really what we're going to get into
like
here?
As a genre, they are overrated. Some are just more overrated than others.
Oh, to use the word like genre, yeah. Monica, that means he's putting his movie expert hat on right now is what it is. So we're looking for the Mount Rushmore of overrated Christmas movies. These are movies. So you know what? We can just wipe out the fact and just all sit here and agree that the Charlie Brown Christmas TV special is totally overrated.
Yes.
It is. It's not on this Mount Rushmore. There's no room for it on this Mount Rushmore because his big, giant head wouldn't even fit.
And I don't want to put on any of the claymations either because they're TV specials, but they deserve to be up here.
Yeah.
But
those are TV specials.
They're TV
again.
Specials.
These are movies that we're talking about.
And theatrical.
Okay.
Antoine is our Siskel and our Ebro. Oh, Monica, I think's got one. Yes, Monica, go ahead.
A Christmas Story. Never seen it. Don't want to see it. Overrated. Don't care. Put it on there.
Here's the thing, Monica. Here's the thing. I understand what you're saying. However, it's really difficult as somebody like me who's very analytical and I'm a stickler for the rules.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really overrate something you've never seen.
I've seen a clip. The boy got his tongue stuck to a pole.
That's enough of it. The pole every time. She comes back to the pole. That's
I know, but you haven't seen the move. Now, I've seen a good portion of the movie, more than that clip, and I didn't like what I saw. But I can't talk down on a movie that I haven't watched all the way through. It's hard.
It's a tough one for me because I love Christmas Story. But then I always, in the back of my mind, I hear Monica's rotten voice going, boy, and a tongue to the pole.
Because that's all she's seen.
I know.
That's all she's seen. Like, Zach, you can't listen to her. You can't put that in the back of your head. Now, maybe the whole movie sucks, which is totally possible, but she's only going off of the clip.
I know. Yep. But I can't give you a compelling argument as to why it should be taken off the list. That's the problem I have with the Christmas Story.
Ooh.
And I can't either.
I struggle with it too, is I know it is a complete and utter lost cause. If I argued with Monica and said, no, you don't understand, it's great. Sit here and watch it with me. Because she would hate it. It would confirm every thought that she had
about
the movie
about
in the first place.
There's nothing, we all know Monica. There's nothing that you could say that's going to make, Monica doesn't change her mind.
That's true.
If nothing else, just for the sake of not changing her mind, she will not change her mind
in that
conversation.
I'll tell you this much, Monica. You ask that question, what's so great about it? I say nothing. You can't have it. Too bad. There's nothing that's good about it. It's mine. So get lost.
All right. Okay. So, but since you can't put up a fight for it, then it needs to stay up there.
Yep, that's fine. So we're looking for the four most overrated Christmas movies of all time. Antoine, go ahead.
I actually sent a message to a friend of mine who you both know. His name is Freddie Mac, who used to be part of K92. He put on his Instagram yesterday or Saturday saying that Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger was a Christmas classic and his favorite Christmas movie of all time.
Mm.
And at that point, I wanted to unfollow, mute, block, remove him from every aspect of my life.
But you're also, you're talking about Freddie Mac that enjoys a lot of whipped cream on his
coffee.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah! Take that, you stupid jerk.
You know what? Had I known that about him, I wouldn't even need to know this other fact. You see how everything comes together. Yeah. Now it starts to make sense.
I mean, when you argue like that, it's no wonder he left this place.
But yeah, so I'm thinking Jingle All the Way, which it's everything that's wrong with Christmas in that movie. I enjoyed it as a kid because I'm thinking about, you know, my dad fighting the world to get this toy for me. But as a grown up,
you're just mad at the system.
That's everything that's wrong with Christmas.
Oh, man, and that does bring up a good point. I didn't originally want to put this one on there, but in honor of Freddie Mac, and you reminded me that I had a huge argument with Fred 2 years ago at Christmas. We had a debate on the air. I believe it lasted about an hour. We prepared statements.
Oh, wow.
There were opening statements. Monica was the judge. There were closing statements. There was all of it. And it was that Freddie Mac argued that Home Alone 2 is a better movie than Home Alone 1, which is just the...
Why do I now know that he likes to whip cream? Because I would agree with him on that statement. I enjoyed Home Alone 2, but I can't agree with somebody who likes all that whipped cream.
Yep. See, that's what it is, whipped cream. So I'm going to put Home Alone 2 on.
Come on, don't do it.
Because it's fine, but it's not nearly as good as Home Alone 1.
There are so many better moments in the second one than the first one.
See, I would disagree. And then you got Bird Lady and all that other stuff. And then you have these poor idiots that are getting hit and beat up all over again. They not learned the first time?
They're dumb regardless.
So we'll put that one in there. And then for the final one, and you can weigh in at 52353, and then we'll have the verdict if anything needs to be removed. I am going to put a classic of all classics on this one. Sometimes we draw the line on the timeline.
Yes.
But I'm going to put it in here, and it's going to hurt a lot of feelings right now, but I think It's a Wonderful Life is a terrible movie. It's sad, it's boring, and I don't like it. I don't ever watch it. Overrated.
I don't like the concept of it.
Right.
I've watched pieces of it. I never sat down and watched the whole thing. I don't like the concept or the black and white.
Well, and I don't appreciate the fact either that this is someone who has completely mismanaged everybody's money, and yet we save him at the end anyway. There are no consequences here.
And
bad business.
Not to go down this rabbit hole, but doesn't it start with like a bridge scene?
It's in there somewhere. It's been a while since I've seen it. So there's
like the sad bridge scene.
Oh,
yeah, okay.
There's all of it going on. Someone put that one in there. So there. So we have It's a Wonderful Life. We have Christmas Story. And then we have the Freddie Mac whipped cream duo of Jingle All the Way and Home Alone 2.